The Innisfil Lions Club is marking a milestone, celebrating its 50th anniversary on Saturday, Jan. 28 from 1 to 5 p.m. The 50th anniversary of the Innisfil Lions Club marks an important time for us, said Innisfil Lions Club President Alison Jax. We are celebrating the rich history of the Lions in Innisfil. The Innisfil Lions Club is in good company. With more than 50,000 Lions clubs around the world and 1.4 million members in over 200 regions, the Innisfil Lions Club stays true to the Lions' international purpose that is shared on their website. As Lions, we hold ourselves to the absolute highest standards in everything we do, explained Jax. Our members and clubs are dedicated to serving others, and it shows. We champion kindness in our communities and actively work to improve the lives of all people. Commencing in 1973, the Innisfil Lions Club began at a time when men's and women's clubs ran separately from one another. Lions International began accepting women in Lions clubs in 1987, and Lioness clubs have since been dissolved. Our seasoned Lions, George Patrick and Larry Wilkins and former Lioness Debbie Marges, now a Lion, give us the background and guidance we need as we rebuild our club, said Jax. Our membership is growing again, and the energy and ideas brought by our new members are very exciting. We encourage people who want to get involved in their community to consider joining the Innisfil Lions Club. The Innisfil Lions Club raises money for a number of charities, including the Innisfil Food Bank, Christmas for Kids, and Barry and District Christmas Cheer every year, and Innisfil Lions have no intention of slowing down. In 2023, the Innisfil Lions will be hosting more events and serving the community through various initiatives supported by Lions International, said Jax. Please watch for us, and please come out to our 50th anniversary open house to meet our current members and find out more about what our club has to offer. To stay in touch with the pride at Innisfil Lions Club, follow their Facebook page.